And joining us now, Maryland Delegate Nick Kipke, House Republican Leader, Maryland General Assembly, and Minority Leader in the Maryland House of Delegates. Darn it. That was smooth. Nick Kipke, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. It's a mouthful.
It was. We want to talk. You've got 1 week left to solve all of Maryland's problems. I want to talk to you about, you know, what are the big bills that are pending and what you're working on. But here's my question: before we get there, how can you have more than 1,000 bills pending and a week to do it? How does it get to that point?
Well, a lot of those bills won't and shouldn't pass. I'll tell you that. we spend quite a lot of time on the floor voting out bills that have very, you know, trivial changes to the state code, and that's how those numbers get up so high. And then there's some that get held to the end that, frankly, I think are put in for political reasons, but ultimately don't pass because they're bad policy. So we have several hundred, you know, meaningful bills that will pass this week. Among them, some of the big ticket items that need to get done are a bill that will change Maryland's tax code. If we don't pass a bill to change our tax code as it relates to the federal tax changes, Marylanders' taxes are going to go up big time. So, when the federal government cut taxes on the federal level, it created sort of a windfall tax in Maryland because our taxes are so high.
Right,
and it's sort of complicated, but we need to pass a bill that will fix that, or else Marylanders are going to see a big tax hike on their state taxes.
Is there a bill? Is there a bill that's leading the pack as far as a fix because of the salt taxes? You can't deduct as much now, so you
right.
get hit hard.
So the Senate passed a bill that's good. I think it could be better, and the House is negotiating with senators on that bill. I prefer to see what Governor Hogan is pushing. Which would be a really robust change to Maryland's tax code, and it will basically allow Marylanders to keep their federal tax cuts. Democratic leaders in the General Assembly are very tempted by the idea of not allowing Marylanders to keep all of their tax cuts. You know, basically, they want to take the federal tax cuts out of the pockets of Marylanders. And, Maryland is already one of the highest tax states in the country. It harms our economy. It makes it difficult to grow jobs. Retirees flee our state in droves. And we need to be very mindful of that. And we're urging the body to resist that temptation to pocket that money and make sure it stays in the pockets of Maryland taxpayers.
Mari, be a realist for us. Will Marylanders pay more in taxes?
Well, wow. I think it's very likely that the Democrats will keep some of the federal tax cuts.
Yeah. Yep.
How much, I think, is the question.
Yeah.
The House proposal keeps a lot. The Senate proposal, is much more preferable. I know the governor is saying, look, if you're going to keep some of it, I don't want you to, but if you're going to keep some of it,
right?
Let's not go too far. And, so we're in the negotiation process and I'm hopeful that most Marylanders will be able to keep their federal tax cuts. But I tell you, I'm really... You know, what they try to do is play, politics. So we're just going to keep the rich people's money.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they want to say.
Yeah.
But rich people have options, and they're mobile. And, this idea that somehow it doesn't harm our overall economy is just wrong. When we raised income taxes in 2007, many millionaires left Maryland. And when they leave, they take their money. And that's harmful to our overall economic stability.
We're talking to Maryland Delegate Nick Kipke. He's the House Republican Leader in the Maryland General Assembly. And I want to ask you about the development package that Maryland's been considering for Amazon. There's a decision still pending on whether to create this economic development package of about $5 billion in incentives to attract Amazon to the state. What can you tell us about that and what's going to happen this week?
Yeah, basically the question that the General Assembly needs to answer for itself is, do we want to be considered for any big ticket job creators like Amazon or others? Amazon has become sort of hotly debated because of the president's recent comments. But if we look beyond the politics of it, no money is just given to Amazon. What it does is it creates basically a percentage tax cut for them on their taxes and for their employee payroll taxes as well. And it's a performance-based incentive. So what it would do for Maryland is bring, you know, if we were to get Amazon in Montgomery County, Maryland, that brings 100,000 jobs to Maryland. And they only get those tax incentives if they meet all of the obligations of the arrangement. So it's sort of a political issue, I guess, because, you know, Amazon is controversial. The president's comments recently added fuel to that fire. But the bottom line is, they're not getting a check from the state of Maryland. They're getting a reduction in their taxes. Yeah. And I guess some people might argue, why them and not others? But Amazon, this proposal would bring, you know, upwards of 100,000 jobs to Maryland. And they're high-paying jobs, $100,000 more.
Right, and you can tax those people. Let's talk about something we were chatting about this morning. The legislature in Maryland now considering banning the question of salary, prior salary. So employers, when you're having an interview, you ask about prior salary. The state of Maryland now considering banning that, saying employers cannot ask about prior salary or wages. Are you supportive of that, and will that pass?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure that it will pass. I personally don't think that that's necessarily a good idea. I think that a lot of times people need to get an idea of where someone needs to be from a salary perspective to know if they're going to hire them or not, mm-hmm. to know if they can afford to hire them or not.
Right.
There hasn't been a whole lot of debate about this bill. And, you know, so it's interesting that you're bringing it up. But in the General Assembly, it's an election year. This kind of thing might seem appealing to some as a populist type of an issue. But as long as employers or potential employers are still able to get an idea where their salary requirements are, that may not necessarily be a bad thing. I have to imagine that a lot of people lie about their salary prior salaries, being someone who's hired many people over the years. But I think from a practical perspective, the real question is, what are your salary requirements? And then the employer can work from there.
Very quickly, in about 30 seconds, is there anything pending regarding gun regulation, gun control?
There is. You know, in Maryland, we have a rotating door of violent criminals being arrested, being convicted, and putting right back out on the streets. And, you know, we have one of the highest crime rates in the nation, especially in the Baltimore region. And there's a bill that the governor put in that basically says for people who are repeat violent criminals who use guns in the act of committing their crime, whether it's carjacking or, deadly assault or attempted assault or whatever. If you've been convicted and you are subsequently convicted again, we need to get you off the streets and put you behind bars. And a bill passed the Senate that moves in that direction. The House seems reluctant to pass it, but you know, we're trying to get smarter about crime.
Yep.
And, you know, we don't want to arrest people and throw them away forever for small, petty crimes. With people with drug addiction, we want to get them treatment and get them out of the cycle of crime and addiction. But if you're dangerous and if we fear you, you need to be behind bars or
That's
else
right.
you're just going to continue, destroying families, destroying communities. And until we figure out how to somehow change your behavior, we need to make sure that we're protecting the rest of our citizens.
All right, Maryland Delegate Nick Kipke, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Get to work. Get those bills passed. Okay. Thank
Take
you
care.
So much.
Not all of them.
Yeah,
the
not all
ones.
Of them. That's true.
8:15.
Yeah.